fear surrounding the coronavirus does not appear to have infected the U.S. job market, at least according to the latest numbers from the Labor Department. The department's monthly employment report shows stronger than expected job gains in February. U.S. employers added 273,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate dipped to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low. The good news, the good job news, brought a little good news to the stock market, which continues its downward slide this morning. To help us understand why, we've got NPR's Scott Horsley in studio. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Rachel.
So how come? Why aren't investors happy about the fact that the economy has added more than 250,000 jobs in February?
It is certainly good news for the people who got those jobs, but this report was out of date even before it was published this morning. It's based on surveys that were done 3 weeks ago, and that was before we saw the spike in coronavirus cases outside of China, where the epidemic began. It was that spike that really forced investors to reassess how much damage they think the epidemic's going to do to the U.S. economy and the global economy. And today's report just doesn't account for that. You know, we always say the jobs report is kind of a snapshot in time. In this case, the snapshot is a little yellow and faded, and it's just capturing a world that looks very different than the one we're seeing 3 weeks later.
Yellow and faded, but still, I mean, the snapshot says 273,000 jobs, which in an ordinary month would just be huge, right?
Absolutely. It's about 100,000 more than forecasters were expecting. February was another good month for construction. Construction companies added about 42,000 jobs. Home builders in particular have been helped by higher than usual temperatures this time of year and lower than usual interest rates. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage fell this week to an all-time low. We also saw job gains in healthcare and hospitality. Even manufacturing got a bit of a boost in February with 15,000 new factory jobs after factories cut 20,000 the month before.
So there's a time lag in accounting for the coronavirus, but as we look forward, I mean, could the coronavirus eat into those gains you just outlined?
We don't know for sure, but markets are certainly signaling real concern about that kind of fallout. You know, if people get sick, or if they're quarantined to avoid getting sick, or if they simply change their behavior because they're nervous about getting sick.
Yeah.
Manufacturers have already reported some challenges in getting the parts and supplies they need from China because, of course, factories in that country were shut down for weeks and are only just beginning to reopen and ramp back up. Dock workers on the West Coast have seen a big decline in the number of cargo containers coming in from China. This week, airlines began reporting a steep drop in traffic. Tourism is expected to suffer. It is possible that consumers will be less eager to go out to bars and restaurants or go shopping if they're nervous about coronavirus. So all of that has the potential to weigh on the economy and the job market in the months to come.
So earlier this week, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 0.5 percentage point to try to prop up the economy. And this doesn't seem to have reassured investors. So what are the other tools that the government has at its disposal here?
Well, you're right. The Fed's action has not stopped the market slide. Just this morning, the Dow is down more than 400 points. There's some expectation the Fed will order another rate cut when it meets in a couple of weeks. But rate cuts take a long time to work their way into the economy. So some are calling for Congress to take speedier action. Jason Furman, a former White House economist in the Obama administration, wrote an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal where he said the government should just send $1,000 to every man and woman and $500 to every kid to cushion the coronavirus shock. So far, the Trump administration is not pushing for that kind of fiscal stimulus, but it could in the weeks to come.
All right, NPR economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.